Aave Labs launches stable vaults for stablecoin yield. Aave Labs has launched stable vaults, a product that lets fintechs, wallets, and exchanges hand their customers stablecoin yield without building any DeFi plumbing of their own. The announcement came through CoinMarketCap on July 10, 2026, citing Aave Labs, and frames the release as infrastructure for other companies rather than a consumer-facing app. The pitch is narrow and specific: a neobank, a card app, or an exchange that wants to pay users a return on idle stablecoin balances normally has to either run its own on-chain integrations or route deposits through a licensed lending partner. Stable vaults collapses that work into a component the platform embeds. Aave supplies the vault. The platform supplies the users. A supplier layer for stablecoin returns, the framing matters more than any single feature. For most of DeFi's history, protocols competed to be the place a user ended up. Connect a wallet, approve a contract, deposit into a pool. Stable vaults inverts that. Aave is positioning itself one layer back as the engine other consumer products run on. The end user may never see the Aave name. This is the same business shift that happened in fintech a decade ago, when banking-as-a-service firms let any app offer accounts and cards without a banking license. Aave is applying the pattern to on-chain yield. The company that owns the largest lending market in DeFi is trying to become the default yield supplier for everyone building a consumer front end. Aave Labs did not publish specific rates, integration terms, or a partner list in the announcement as reported. Those details determine how much of the shift is real versus aspirational. So treat the launch as a product release, rather than a proven distribution channel until named partners and live rates appear. Direct pressure on custodial yield programs. Centralized platforms already sell stablecoin yield as a retention hook. Coinbase One members can earn around 7% APY lending USDC, and MetaMask's newer account product pays up to 4% on its stablecoin before you spend it through the card. Each of those required the platform to stand up its own yield mechanics. Stable Vaults offers a shortcut to any competitor that would rather rent the same capability than build it. For stablecoin spenders, the second-order effect is what to watch. If more card apps and wallets can bolt on yield cheaply, the idle balance return could become a standard feature rather than a differentiator, the way cashback rewards already are. That is good for users and hard on any provider whose main selling point was simply paying interest on a balance. The risk sits in the same place it always does, with pooled on-chain yield. A return sourced from Aave's lending markets carries smart contract exposure and rate variability, and a consumer app that embeds it inherits that exposure on behalf of users who may never read a single line about the underlying protocol. A custodial platform failing is one kind of counterparty risk. An embedded vault repricing or pausing during stress is another. Predictable is the word in the pitch, but stablecoin yield has never been a fixed number. Timing against a stablecoin surge. The launch lands while stablecoins are having their busiest stretch on record. Settlement volume hit a record $1.79 trillion in June, and euro-denominated coins have jumped sharply as MiCA rules reshape the European market. More stablecoin float sitting in more apps is exactly the raw material a yield supplier product needs. Every dollar parked in a wallet is a dollar Aave would rather have earning inside a vault. Broader markets were steady as the news broke. Bitcoin traded at $63,937, up 2.3% on the day, with Ethereum at $1,772, both as of July 10, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 30 in fear territory, a reminder that appetite for on-chain products is running ahead of the mood in spot prices.